arrested. They're indicted with a fourth person in the killing of an 8-year-old boy. I'm Megan Cloherty.
Security and safety issues forced the cancellation of the Marine Corps Marathon. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Dow up 33, NASDAQ down 5, S&P up 7.
It is 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The president with a stern warning to Border Patrol agents.
The president vowed there would be consequences for the Border Patrol agents seen on horseback pushing migrants into the Rio Grande.
It's outrageous. I promise you those people will pay.
But later, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas insisted an investigation into the agents' conduct would determine the outcome.
I do not in any way want to impair the integrity of the investigative process.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki put it this way.
The president was not prejudging the outcome of an investigation either. The president was responding from his heart.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
A controversial election review in Arizona is out with its findings.
Donald Trump claimed that he won Maricopa County, Arizona, but a draft of the report shows that he didn't. Senate President Karen Fan.
Oh, look, the ballot counts were close to what Maricopa County reported. And that is a true statement. That is a true statement. They were close.
But Fan claims there was a breakdown in procedures like the chain of custody for ballots, and she defends the right for Senate Republicans to do the audit.
And we have that right to speak up for our constituents and our people and our voters.
Peter King, CBS News.
The CDC endorses booster shots for millions of older and vulnerable Americans. President Biden said, if you're eligible, go get it done.
The majority of Americans who were fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine are now able to receive the booster shot 6 months after they've received their second shot.
Preliminary findings from the FBI's annual crime report show murders were up during the pandemic. Here's CBS's Nicole Skenga.
Murder rose particularly in big and medium-sized cities, the homicide rate jumping by 40%, for instance, in cities with a population between 100,000 to about 250,000. And even with the uptick in murders and a roughly 5% increase in violent crime, overall major crimes actually dropped to about 4 to 5% in 2020.
The House approved an abortion rights bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 218, the nays are 211. The bill is passed.
The Women's Health Protection Act now goes to the Senate. It is unlikely to pass. Iran says it will return to negotiations on the 2015 nuclear deal. Nuclear expert Joe Cirincione says they're close to an agreement.
Oh, they're ready to come back. The Iranians basically want a deal, although there's factions in Tehran that are against it. But the government wants the deal. They want sanctions relief. That's the key for them.
Wall Street closing mix this week. The Dow up 33 points, NASDAQ down 5, S&P up 7. This is CBS News.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
5:03 on this Friday afternoon, September the 24th. We've got 73 degrees right now in Washington, going down to the 50s tonight. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Kyle Cooper.
I'm Hillary Howard. Our top local story this hour is federal charges that have been filed against two D.C. police officers. They're accused of conspiring to obstruct justice in trying to hide what led to a deadly moped chase last fall. One of the officers faces second-degree murder charges. WTOP's Christy King has details.
Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree when he caused Caron Hilton Brown's death by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury. That, according to prosecutors. Back when it happened, police said the chase began because the 20-year-old was riding on the sidewalk not wearing a helmet. While the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, says that appears to violate the police department's no-chase policy.
I'm going to have to read the charging document to see what prosecutors were looking at for a murder two charge.
In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti is holding a news conference about all of this. It's scheduled for the next hour. Keep it here on WTOP and WTOP.com for full coverage.
A month after an 8-year-old boy playing a video game in his apartment was shot and killed through a patio door, 4 men have been indicted. Prosecutors say 3 of them are responsible for the shooting that took the boy's life As WTOP's Megan Clordy reports, the fourth was the intended target.
Charging documents say that 21-year-old Dominique Johnson was standing on the balcony of his Landover apartment on August 23rd when a car pulled into the parking lot and someone in the passenger side opened fire in his direction. The bullets missed Johnson but hit P.J. Evans, who was playing inside with his cousin. The three men who prosecutors say were in the car are charged with murder, attempted murder, assault, and weapons charges. Charging documents say a day earlier, Johnson admitted to shooting at 21-year-old Mark Nwacha, who was arrested that night. The next day, documents say Nwacha's brother Desmond and a friend, George Shaman, picked him up from jail. And 3 hours later, all three men participated in the retaliatory shooting that killed the little boy. Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.
County Executive Angela Alsobrooks tells WTOP the community is still working through PJ's tragic death.
We continue to be heartbroken about this case. There is absolutely nothing that is done at this point. I think that can, you know, make up for the fact that we lost such a wonderful part of this community. PJ Evans, we love him dearly. We love his mother and whole family. And so we're still grief-stricken.
The suspects are being held without bond.
Somebody tried to abduct a teenage girl in southwest Leesburg Wednesday night. Now Leesburg police are asking for you to come forward if you know anything about this that can help them catch this person. Happened between 6 and 7 o'clock on Wednesday as the girl was walking on Mead Drive. Investigators say a woman in a white four-door sedan got out of the car and grabbed the girl. She was able to get away and run off. The teen told police what happened the next day. There are no further descriptions of the suspect or the car. The police department did say whether the teenager has any injuries.
A bit of disappointment for thousands of runners today. For the second year, the Marine Corps Marathon is canceled. A marathon spokesperson says the priority is preserving force readiness and taking care of local law enforcement. And when it comes to the pandemic, they say it's just too risky to run the race.
It's the second consecutive year that the race has been changed from live to virtual. Organizers said today they exhausted all possibilities to try to go ahead with the race, but security and safety precautions now in place kept them from doing so. Runners can take part in a virtual event between October 1st and November 10th. If you're registered for this year's race, you can get a refund, run the virtual race, or use the registration for next year's planned marathon. The Marine Corps Marathon attracts runners from all 50 states and more than 50 countries. It's one of the largest in the world and the largest not to offer prize money. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, a difficult week for the White House with multiple crises. We'll catch up with Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. It's 5:07 now in Washington.
Today, the world is changing faster than ever. Prepare for what's next with Workday, agile technology built to extend your applications to meet your needs. Workday, the finance, HR, and planning system for a changing world.
Hi, Melanie Funkhauser here, president of Fair Oaks Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. Right now at Fair Oaks, drive home a new Chrysler Jeep Dodge or Ram for $220.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.